This is Radio Hanger. I'm Tower. And today we're going to sort out a story that had a lot of people in the Rotary world doing a double take, because just a few weeks ago, the word came down that the Wildcat AH-1, the British Army's armed reconnaissance helicopter, would be withdrawn from service. That's a shock. And then days later, at one of the biggest air shows on the planet, the very company that builds it stood up and said, "We believe in the future of this aircraft." Those two things sound like they don't fit together. Here's what you need to know. They actually do, and I'll walk you through why. Before I get into it, today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. All right, let's set the stage. The reporting on this comes out of The Aviationist, filed this week from the Farnborough International Air Show in the United Kingdom. Farnborough is one of those events. It trades off every other year with the Paris Air Show. And it's where the defense and commercial aviation world goes to announce, to negotiate, and to read the tea leaves. If you want to know where military aviation is heading, you watch what gets said on that show floor. And the company at the center of today's story is Leonardo. If that name doesn't ring a bell, you may know the aircraft. Leonardo is the Italian aerospace and defense giant, and Leonardo Helicopters, based in the United Kingdom at Yeovil in Somerset, is the heir to what a lot of us still think of as the Old Westland and Augusta Westland line. This is the outfit that builds British military rotorcraft. Two of those aircraft are the subject today, the Merlin and the Wildcat. Let me introduce them, because the names matter and the numbers behind them matter. The Merlin is a big three-engine medium-lift helicopter. In British service, it wears the designation AW101, and it flies for both the Royal Navy and the Royal Air Force. Anti-submarine warfare, troop lift, commando assault off the decks of ships. It's a workhorse. It's the heavy hauler of the fleet. The Wildcat is the smaller sibling. It comes in two flavors. The Royal Navy flies a maritime version off frigates and destroyers, hunting ships and submarines, and the British Army flew the Wildcat AH-1, the battlefield reconnaissance and light attack variant. That Army version is the one that just got the withdrawal notice. So here's the tension in the headline. The Army says it's pulling the Wildcat AH-1 out of service. And Leonardo, the manufacturer, stands up at Farnborough and talks about a future for the platform. How do you square that? The headline doesn't tell the whole story. The man doing the talking is Nigel Coleman, the managing director of Leonardo Helicopters UK, and the phrase he used is the one to hang on to. He said the company is still, quote, digesting, end quote, the defense investment plan. That plan is the key to this whole thing. Let me explain it. The defense investment plan, released on June 30th this year, is the British government's roadmap for where defense money goes. Think of it as the budget document that turns political intention into program decisions. What gets funded? What gets cut? What gets upgraded? When a government publishes one of these, every defense contractor on the island goes through it line by line, because those pages decide which factories stay busy and which programs quietly die. So when Coleman says Leonardo is still digesting it, that's not a dodge. That's an honest description of where things stand. The plan came out at the end of June. Farnborough is happening now, in late July. That is a very short window to fully absorb a document that reshapes years of procurement. And this is the part that connects the two halves of the story. A decision to withdraw the Army's Wildcat AH-1 is not the same thing as a decision to abandon the Wildcat as a design or to walk away from the Merlin. One is a service pulling a particular fleet on a particular timeline. The other is a manufacturer looking at the whole book of business, the Navy's Wildcats, the Merlin fleet, upgrade programs, export customers, and the support and sustainment work that keeps those aircraft flying for decades. Coleman's message at Farnborough, as reported, is that Leonardo sees a continuing future for both platforms, and you can see why the company would say that and mean it. Here's the logic. A helicopter program is not just the airframes on the ramp today, it's the sustainment tail. It's spare parts, overhauls, avionics upgrades, engine work and training, stretched across the entire service life of the fleet. The Merlin is a frontline naval and support aircraft with years of flying ahead of it. The maritime Wildcat is still very much in the Royal Navy's hands, even if one Army variant comes off the books, the industrial base that designs, builds, and supports these machines doesn't just switch off. There's also the upgrade angle. Older airframes get new radars, new sensors, new mission systems, new weapons integration. That work extends the life of a platform, and frankly, it's where a lot of the value lives for a company like Leonardo. So when the managing director talks about belief in the future of these aircraft, part of what he's signaling is confidence that the government will keep investing in modernizing what it already owns rather than retiring it wholesale. Now, I want to be straight with you about what we don't know, because I don't traffic in speculation without flagging it. What we have here is a company statement at an air show. It is optimistic by nature. That's the venue. Nobody stands on the Farnborough floor and talks their own products down. Whether the defense investment plan actually delivers the funding to back up that optimism, that's the open question. And it's exactly why Coleman chose the word digesting instead of making promises. The plan is fresh. The details are still being worked. The confidence is real, but it is confidence pending the fine print. So let me pull this together into what actually matters. The shock withdrawal of the Wildcat AH-1 grabbed the headlines, but the manufacturer's message at Farnborough is a reminder that a single fleet decision and the long-term health of a platform are two different questions. Leonardo is betting that the Merlin and the Wildcat, in their remaining and future roles, still have a long runway ahead. And the defense investment plan released at the end of June is the document that will prove that bet right or wrong. If you follow military rotorcraft, this affects you if you're watching where British defense aviation is headed, because Yeovil is the last major helicopter design and build house in the United Kingdom, and its health is tied directly to these decisions. When a country's rotary wing industrial base rests on a handful of programs, every fleet call carries weight beyond the aircraft itself. That's the story. My thanks to the aviationists for the reporting out of Farnborough, and to Nigel Coleman and Leonardo for laying out where they stand. You can find us anytime at radiohangar.com. This is Tower wishing you tailwinds and clear frequencies. We'll catch the next headline together.